Strategy is always a hot topic in the business world, but what does it mean to actually think strategically? And is this a skill that anyone can develop, or do you have to have some innate strategic thinking talent? Well, that's what today's guest, Dr. Julia Sloan, is going to help us figure out today. Julia is the author of the definitive book, Learning to Think Strategically, and recognized for her pioneering work on the application of complex cognitive theory to everyday strategic thinking practices. A Fulbright Fellow, she teaches strategic thinking at her alma mater, Columbia University, and has worked globally with corporate and public policy leaders, startups, refugees, and military leaders. Julie and I talk about what strategic thinking is, how it's different from strategic planning, how we can develop strategic thinking skills, and so much more. And in the extended interview, available to members of Podcast Plus, Julia shares how we can use strategic thinking to keep our teamwork on track. Now here's the conversation. Are you a manager, boss, or team leader who aspires to level up and unleash your team's full potential? You're listening to the Modern Manager Podcast, and I'm your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart. Each week, I explore effective strategies and provide actionable insights that supercharge your management abilities, optimize team performance, and foster a healthy workplace culture. Become a rockstar manager and help your team thrive at themodernmanager.com/more. Thank you so much for joining me today, Julia. I have so many questions about strategic thinking because it is obviously something that businesses talk about a lot, strategy, strategic planning, but it's not something I've ever talked about on the show. And I'm so excited to dive in with you on this important part of what it means to be in business today and to think strategically.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be able to share in a conversation with you about this topic because you're so right. It's a topic that has become a really hot topic. And I think there's a lot of confusion around what exactly is strategic thinking? Is it the same as strategic planning? If so, why have two different names for it? If not, how is it different?
Well, I think that's the perfect place for us to start then. Are they the same thing? If not, how are they different?
This is really a topic. It's my research topic, and it's also my area of practice. And I thought I was coming from a corporate background, a global corporate background, working for a multinational corporation, and have spent many years living abroad. And one of the things that I noticed in working in strategy is that people were using the terms interchangeably, and nobody knew exactly what they were talking about. And I think the end result was a lot of confusion. And that was actually what led to my research. So I have spent many, many years working on this topic. And the definition that I use of strategic thinking is always, it's not strategic planning. And I like to kind of reference a triangle model that I've come up with that is very simple on the surface. But basically, it takes a look at three different dimensions of strategy. One is strategic thinking, another is strategic planning, and the other is strategic implementation. And I look at it from the type of thinking that's required for each one of these, you know, dots on the triangle.
Can you say more about each of those three dots? Like what's included in strategic thinking, what's part of strategic planning, and what's part of strategic implementation, which is another one that I'm not familiar with.
I can say a whole lot about it. I'll try and condense it because it really is so fascinating. When we look at strategic thinking, when we, you know, if we look at these three different dimensions on strategy, and really leaders need to be proficient and adept at all three. But strategic thinking is based on some very, very different types of thinking than strategic planning. For example, the focus or the purpose and the intent of strategic thinking is really focused on the problem, whereas strategic planning, the focus is really on the solution. And I think that's just critical for anybody who's working in any area of strategy to differentiate. So strategic thinking really focuses on the problem and, you know, what is the nature of the problem? Is it a complex problem? Is it a complicated problem? That's something that is really coming into focus right now, like as we're speaking, because complex problem is a problem that has no known answer, no single correct answer, and may have multiple possibilities. Whereas a complicated problem does have a known solution, I may not know it, you may not know it, but somebody somewhere knows it. So there are lots of templates and protocols around a complicated problem. So that's another point of differentiation. Also, with strategic thinking, it's the types of thinking that are really required are really different. And I think the simplest way is to take a look at what I call the two Ds, which is, you know, strategic thinking needs divergent thinking and deep dive thinking. And what that kind of amounts to is four different types of thinking that all start with the letter C. One is you need to be really good at complex thinking. You need to be really good at critical thinking and creative thinking. Those are just like really, really important for strategic thinking. Not so important for strategic planning. Also, strategic thinking is based heavily on intuition. And that's something that I think we learn, particularly, you know, in our MBA studies and in business classes, exec ed, that intuition is something that really is not taught. It's really not emphasized. It's really not considered to be something that's so critical. For strategic thinking, it's critical. It's center. Also, strategic thinking is very highly emotional. And this is something also that in strategic planning that we teach and that we learn, it should be void of emotion. Strategic thinking is really, it's laden with emotion. Strategic thinking relies very heavily on imagination. So imagination, intuition, emotion are just really important pieces of that. And then I would say lastly, a point of differentiation is that with strategic thinking, the end game, if you will, or the outcome is really an ongoing continuous process. In strategic planning, the outcome is really a finite, tangible, concrete, fixed strategic plan. You know, those key points are really important for leaders in particular to really nail. They need to be able to do strategic planning as well as strategic thinking. Like I said, I could go on for probably days on this topic, but those are some of the highlights, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's really helpful to kind of hear these compare and contrast differences. And I would love to go into them a little bit more, especially around this divergent thinking and the deep dive thinking. Can you either maybe tell us a story about a team and kind of walk us through how they did that divergent thinking or how the manager went through deep dive thinking that helped the strategic thinking process, or kind of, can you just maybe help fill it in with an example?
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many examples of this, and I have to be honest, once people know, just this is one of those things where I think giving people a little bit of knowledge and information about the topic just opens up a whole universe to thinking strategically that perhaps never would have existed for them before. Yeah, I was working with a team very, very recently. This was a senior leadership team who was ultimately responsible for setting strategy within a global organization. And what they had done prior to meeting was they had their designated strategic planning team basically lead the meetings, attend the meeting, take decisions on issues. And the progress was just what you would expect. It was just really slow. And it was a lot of the same old, same old, same old, same old. Once we did some strategic thinking sessions and people kind of got the drift of it, of what it was and what it wasn't, they brought in new people. They really opened up, just completely budgeted their time very differently. They completely opened it up to people like interns, part-time workers, people from all over the globe. People had nothing to do previously with strategy and just started going through a series of questions. And I think it completely, just that simple thing of opening it up and being able to include people who thought a little bit differently about issues, who saw the problems a little bit differently than what the designated strategy team had looked at the problem. That really just opened it completely up. First of all, it gave different contacts, to people in different networks. And there were a lot of side conversations that opened up from that. And secondly, it gave the ultimate decision makers on the senior leadership team completely new insights about how people were perceiving the problem based on where they sat in the organization. So I think, in the case of strategy, giving people a little bit of knowledge and then completely changing your expectations of who participates in strategy conversations just opens up a whole new world.
I'm wondering if strategic thinking always precedes strategic planning. So, as a manager, if we are launching a new project, right, we're obviously going to do our project planning. I really encourage teams to also do some strategic planning for that project before they get into the action items. Do they need to be doing strategic thinking first, or is it kind of embedded in the process that they're going to now follow?
This is such a good question. And I get this all the time, because we're taught that strategy is very linear, and it's not. And strategic thinking is anything but linear. Strategic thinking is highly iterative. It's very zigzaggy. It's very back and forth. It also tends to happen very informally. Strategic planning, which is what most of us are taught, is a highly linear, rational, logical, sequential, analytical process. And so with strategic thinking, you can do it at any time, any place. And a lot of times I get invited in to start with examining a strategic plan that usually is very good. So it can start any place. Sometimes it can start with implementation, where people are just all about selling, or producing something. And I mean, they're just all in about it. But at some point, either they, hit a brick wall, or they anticipate that they're going to hit a brick wall, and they think, and what comes next? And the truth is, nobody knows unless you push the pause button and sit down and do a little bit of strategic thinking. So it's rare that people really have an opportunity to sit down with a completely clean slate and say, let's do some strategic thinking. Usually it happens when people are kind of in the midst of saying, there's got to be something more to this than just this really neat, tidy plan. And so I always say, strategic thinking can and should happen at any time, any place with anyone. It's a very, very important thing for leaders in particular to learn. But it's also difficult to give ourselves permission, I think, sometimes to really interrupt a very well-constructed strategic plan and say, you know what, how about let's just poke holes in this thing? Okay, let's poke some holes in this and see if it really holds the water that we think it does. That really takes a lot of courage, I think, on the part of a leader. And I think it takes a certain skill set as well.
I totally agree. Actually, I was just in a meeting a couple of weeks ago with a team that I work with. And I was the one who said, I know we spent the last 8 months working on this plan, but I really feel like we should be rethinking this. Now that we're so close in and it's all coming together and we're let's pull up for a second and just make sure, do we still believe the assumptions we believed in the beginning? Right? Where might this not actually be as thoughtful as we originally intended? Because you start to snowball, right? You get onto a point and you're great. And then you start running and you have to sometimes, as you're saying, pull back, open up the aperture again and revisit some of the thinking behind and decide, do I still believe this?
What was their reaction when you suggested that you kind of push the pause button?
Hey there, Mamie here. Just a quick and exciting update for all of you who are enjoying the Modern Manager podcast. The Modern Manager membership community is getting a minor makeover, and it is now called the Podcast Plus membership. And you can sign up for it and join a community of managers determined to do better every day. You'll get full access to our Slack channel, sketch notes with key takeaways from each episode, all types of guest bonuses, and the members-only podcast, which is ad-free and has extended interviews. So you get to hear the answers to my juiciest questions without interruptions like this one. Sign up today for $15 per month at themodernmanager.com/more. Can't wait to see you there. They were very gracious and they were like, okay. You know, I mean, it helps when you're an outside person and you can say things, and if they disagree, they can just say like, that's nice that you're telling us that, you know, we don't want to do it. But they actually said like, okay, like, let's take some time and do it. And then we met again and they were like, we're really glad that you said that. Like, we have some other thinking now we want to bring into the plan based on what we kind of discovered as we were kind of revisiting the assumptions that were underlying it and opened up other potential options. And we kind of said, if we were to start from scratch now, what would we design? Would we design the same thing or not? So it ended up being a very, I think, fruitful process for them to do some more strategic thinking and not just keep running with the plan.
That's a perfect example of putting strategic thinking into action and in place. Is I think a lot of times people just don't, they're not aware of it and they don't know about it. They don't know how to include it. They don't know what to say. They just don't know what it is. And I think when people are introduced to it and they see that it can really turn around a thought process, it can really break through groupthink, which can be a wonderful thing for strategic planning and for implementation, because you've got everybody airtight on the same page. But what if you're on the wrong page? You know, what if you're all together on the wrong page? It's better to find that out sooner rather than later. So it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing for people to learn. But I think for leaders, I think sometimes it can be a little bit spooky and a little bit scary. Just what you were saying about, we just spent 8 months on this thing. Okay. And we think it's really good. Or we've had feedback to the effect that it's really good. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's a delight to work with a plan that is really airtight, that's really polished and really wonderful. But just because something is very polished and wonderful doesn't mean that you've really been rigorous with the thought process that really supports it. And a lot of times I think we, particularly as leaders, we are pretty front-end heavy on the planning piece, but are a little bit skittish sometimes in terms of poking holes in it and saying, oh, you know, now we're going to open up a can of worms. Okay. And who needs that? And I think, like you said, sometimes it can be fantastic to bring in an outsider who can make the suggestions and everybody else kind of gasp. But sometimes I think it can be very beneficial and useful to bring in an outsider just as kind of a checkpoint and to introduce some new questions.
I'm wondering, because you talk about learning the skills of strategic thinking, I'm wondering if you can give us some examples or tips on how we can develop our strategic thinking skill set, because that feels like a quicky thing to do.
That is such a fun thing. That is such a fun thing. And I wish I had like a nice list of a neat, tidy list of do these 10 things and, you know, you'll shine when it comes to strategic thinking. But it really depends a lot on where people are. I think a couple of things. One is it's really important for people to develop the skill of pushing a pause button. A lot of times we have teams that are just so great at implementation. Just, you know, they come with open hands and say, just tell me what to do. And you can trust that they're going to go out and implement or execute perfectly. But what happens, you know, is a lot of times what they're implementing or executing on really hasn't been tested in terms of those underlying assumptions. So I think pushing the pause button and taking the courage is really developing that courage to apply the knowledge of pushing a pause button. I think that's a skill that it requires risk and courage. I think another thing that from the skill perspective that's important is asking good questions. And a lot of times, you know, questioning, there are many, many types of questions and many reasons people ask questions. But when it comes to strategic thinking, we're looking at deep dive questions. And there aren't a lot of good role models out there when we look at, for example, government officials. We look at policy experts. We look within a corporate context. We look within a startup context. A lot of questions that I hear used over and over and over are what I would call surface level questions or surf level questions. They're questions that really get at the what and the how of a problem, but not at the why. And I love that you brought up the assumptions, because unless we're brave enough to really, you know, pull back the curtains and say, what are our assumptions now? And what were our assumptions when this plan was made? And are they the same? And what might be some of the assumptions of our customers? What might be some of the assumptions of our competitors? What might be the assumptions of some of our investors? These are questions that really need to be asked. And they're not questions that usually can be answered in a single session or two, but they're still questions that need to be asked to begin to diverge thinking. So I think there's a lot of skill development room for people to practice asking deep dive questions that really get at the why, at the premise level assumptions. Another thing that is just another real critical pillar of strategic thinking is really framing and shifting, shattering, and reframing of a problem. And this goes to, again, divergent thinking. This goes to imagination. This goes to the whole iterative, messy, messy process. But it's critical that people pay attention to what frames are we using in terms of looking at this problem? What frames are missing? Okay, who might have those frames? Who might have some other frames that we could bring into the conversation to really open this thing up? So I think, you know, framing, shifting, shattering, and reframing is another important on the skill level. And another thing that I think is so important is getting people to notice within themselves how quickly and how easily and how forcefully we jump to a solution. That just kills strategic thinking. It's so great for strategic planning, but if you're really in strategic thinking mode, you need to get people where they can notice within themselves and they can notice within a group how quickly they want to jump to a solution to ease tension. So those are some things that I like to focus on and that I think are well worth a team developing, because it can really help when everybody kind of has those skill sets, it can really help to embed strategic thinking within the culture.
I love the just slowing down enough, right? Like pushing pause and questioning and staying in the messiness, right? In the place of questions and not the place of necessarily having answers and decisions. And that can feel very hard to do when it feels like everything's moving a million miles a minute and we need to just get this product off the ground. We need to like launch the new thing and get moving.
It is so difficult. It's such an easy thing to talk about, but I think all of us are really very, very well trained through our education process. We're very well trained for this instant question, answer, question, answer, question, answer. And the quicker we can do this, the more we get rewarded. And I think in strategic thinking, we're asking people to do just the reverse. And people can really feel tension when it's pointed out of, you know, what's the benefit of pushing the pause button?
Yeah, I'm actually wondering if you have any suggestions for how folks can encourage their team members to slow down like that, have a meeting where the outcome is just that we generated a lot of great thinking and questions and not that we came to a conclusion. Do you have any thoughts on how we can kind of start to foster that kind of patience and slowing down in our teams?
I think that's such a million-dollar question. And it is really hard. And I think, you know, one of the reasons that I developed this triangle model was exactly that, is to be very, very clear with our team, with ourselves and with our teams, of which dimension on the triangle are we focused on today? If we're focused on implementation, if we're focused on the triangle model, if we're focused on strategic implementation, get out there and go do it. You know, get out there and go do it. Record the metrics and keep us on track in terms of the implementation. If we're focused on strategic planning, same thing. Get your metrics in place, you know, get your linear planning in place and keep track of things and keep, you know, keep on track. But if we're in strategic thinking mode, and that's our deliberate intention, say so. Announce it to people. Let people know. Don't make people guess, because people are going to guess different things. You might guess we're in strategic implementation because maybe that's your favorite. I might guess we're in strategic planning because maybe that's my favorite and it's all I know. And somebody else might really go for those deep dive messy questions because they think they need to be asked. And what you end up there with is a real mess. And you get people who are really unhappy and there's no progress made. So I think letting people know very, very clearly by announcing which dot on the triangle you're on can be very, very helpful, because then it's possible for leaders and also for just people in the team to kind of, you know, humorously shut each other down. If they start moving into solutions, you can say, hey, time out. Aren't we in strategic thinking mode? Okay. We're supposed to be like digging up the dirt here. You know, people have a good laugh and can refocus real quickly. If we don't take the time to be very deliberate and very clear about our strategic intention, I think that muddles the pot and really creates a lot of confusion.
Absolutely. And I have definitely been in conversations like that where we're coming at it in, with different ideas of what's supposed to be happening in this conversation. And it can be very frustrating.
It can be very frustrating because nobody's satisfied and everybody dumps on strategy and says, oh, you know, they roll their eyeballs and say, oh, another wasted strategy session. So I think leaders can help to avert that if they can just be very clear about what's the intent, what's the strategic intention of this session.
I'm wondering about those four C's that you mentioned before, and if there are particular questions or activities that we could ask ourselves or ask our team members to help us in a strategic thinking conversation to say, all right, how can we think more creatively about this? How can we think more complex or critical? I can't remember all the ones were, but if either just very practical, like tools that we can use to kind of check off, did we do all the four different C's as we're trying to really think strategically about the situation?
Let me go through those four C's because there are endless, endless, endless things that you can do to develop these. And I love to turn it over to groups to come up with their own things to do it, because it takes them about 15 minutes to really come up and hit on some really, really good ideas, far better than what I can generate. But the four C's of strategic thinking are complex thinking, which is really tough, and most of us have very little experience with, but complex thinking, critical thinking, creative thinking, and conceptual thinking. And conceptual thinking and complex thinking, I think, are the two that get very little attention because they're so difficult, but they're only difficult because we're largely unpracticed. So I would say anything that you can do for those four C's is going to be fantastic. This is just kind of a high level recommendation that I have that I use all the time. I say mix it up, mix it up, mix it up, mix it up, and you'll cover those four C's. Mix up the faces. Who are you inviting into these sessions? One of the things that strategic thinking is just so good at is strategic thinking works well and serves well when we're in a state of disequilibrium or when we're in a state of imbalance. And that's like, hello, that's where we're all working right now today. So we know strategic thinking works very well in that. Create little elements of surprise so that people get accustomed to A, noticing a surprise, and B, noticing their own reaction to a surprise. And this can be just mix up the faces. When you bring in new faces into your strategy session, even if it's for nothing more than asking good deep dive questions, just for 45 minutes, people will immediately, you'll notice, they'll think, why is she here? Why is he here? He doesn't usually come. I wonder what she's doing. I think she's just a grad student, right? Really mixing up the faces. Mix up the places and mix up the spaces. If you're used to holding a strategy session in a particular room, okay, it's time to switch up the rooms. Go somewhere else. go to the, you know, go outdoors. Or if you're used to having outdoor meetings, go indoors, take a walk, and just mix it up so that people, again, that element of surprise, and mix up the arrangements, you know, mix up the routine, mix up the agenda, but keep things mixed up because that develops a habit of mind in terms of how we respond to surprise. I think for things like creativity thinking, there's no shortage of literature, no shortage of books, no shortage of ideas in terms of how to develop creative thinking. My own personal favorite is Make It Easy on Yourself and engage in any one of the art forms, because you don't have to be good. You just have to engage in anything with music. Go take some kind of music lesson. If you wanted to, you know, always study trombone, go take trombone lessons. If you wanted to always paint, go take sketching lessons. But the arts are fun. They're very accessible around the world, and they work magic on our minds. And that way you're not having to think, does this activity support creativity or not? If you're engaged, like really doing an art form, it's probably the best thing that you can do, actually, for all four C's. Conceptual thinking, I think so often, you know, thinking conceptually is actually removed because people always want to make things concrete for us. They think it's expeditious and efficient. And so they don't allow us the time to really think about what are the key concepts here? What are the underlying concepts? So I like to spend a little bit of time on getting people to notice what are the concepts. That has a lot to do with pattern recognition, which is about matching. And so I think when you can kind of break that down and allow people and push people to notice the concepts, what are the containers, the whole, all the stuff that we're so busy doing, is really an important thing too. But again, I like to put those four C's out there and let people grapple with what are some ways that we, things that we could be doing to really strengthen these four C's, because there's a lot of spillover and overlap amongst them.
I love that. And I think for managers who are not thinking big picture strategy, but really the strategy of their teamwork and what their team is asked to deliver, creating opportunities for strategic thinking about the work that you're undertaking and then strategic planning for that work can be hugely valuable. All right. Well, we have to wrap up here. So Julia, can you tell us about a great manager that you worked for and what made this person such a fabulous boss?
The manager that comes to my mind and to forefront was a fabulous manager that I had when I was working in Japan. And he was sharp as a tack, sharp, super, super, super smart. And he was also very, very attentive and really believed in us as a global team. And he was so great about calling a spade, putting things right out there. But then he would back up, you know, completely back up and step aside and let us work out the mistakes ourselves. And I think we all loved him. We all loved him. And I think we loved him because he allowed us the opportunity to make our own mistakes and never pointed the blaming finger.
Love that. And where can people learn more about you? I know you have a new book coming out soon or an updated version. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've got a fifth edition of my book, Learning to Think Strategically, coming out in the first week of June. So I'm very excited about that. And, you know, if you're interested, you can go to Julia Sloan on LinkedIn or to my website, which is sloaninternationalconsulting.com. It's all one word, squished together.
Fabulous. Well, thank you again. I'm loving this strategic thinking concept and so excited to bring that into the teams that I work with. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Julia is providing members of Podcast Plus a free PDF download that includes 40 leadership tips you can implement to strengthen your strategic thinking. These tips are organized into three categories: before, during, and after a strategy session, and lined up chronologically to help you build your strategic thinking muscles. And in the extended interview, Julia shares how we can use strategic thinking to keep our teamwork on track. Now, if you're curious about how strategic thinking can support more effective project work, I have a lesson on this exact topic in the Skills Accelerator Resource Center. When you join the Skills Accelerator, you get access to almost 60 lessons and workbooks on pretty much every topic or skill a manager needs. You also get to join me every month to ask your questions live and get the support that you need to implement what you're learning. head over to themodernmanager.com/skillsaccelerator to learn more. To get this guest bonus, the extended interview, and many more resources, become a member of Podcast Plus at themodernmanager.com/more. All the links are in the show notes, and they can be delivered to your inbox when you subscribe to my newsletter. Find that at themodernmanager.com. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.